Secretary of State Colin Powell today spoke with North Korea's foreign minister in the Southeast Asian Sultanate of Brunei, which is hosting the annual Pacific Rim Regional Security Conference. It's the first high-level contact between the two countries since the Clinton administration left office. President Bush suspended the U.S. dialogue with North Korea on missile proliferation and later included North Korea in his axis of evil. A year ago, the administration offered to resume contact, but until recently, North Korea was not receptive. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with Secretary Powell. She joins me now. Vicky, how did this brief, I guess you could call it a little meeting, come about?
Well, according to the State Department, Secretary Powell was in a delegates' lounge at the conference center where the U.S. is attending the security portion of an annual meeting by ASEAN, which is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And a senior State Department official says that Powell sent a message to his North Korean counterpart, that's Foreign Minister Pak Nam-sun, saying that he was available to talk. The North Korean minister showed up, and the two had what U.S. officials described as a 15-minute informal chat. Later, the secretary told reporters the conversation was good, it was short, it was over coffee.
And did he say what they talked about?
The State Department emphasizes that this was an informal conversation, but spokesman Richard Boucher says that Secretary Powell did outline the issues that the United States would like to discuss if any sort of formal meeting were arranged. And those issues include missile proliferation. The U.S. is very concerned about North Korea's development of long-range missiles and sales of missile technology, also the deployment of ground forces on the Korean Peninsula, and the 1994 agreed framework. That's the program designed to curb North Korea's development of nuclear weapons.
The U.S. had planned to send an envoy to North Korea earlier this month, but then it withdrew the offer after there was an exchange of gunfire between North and South Korean ships off the coast of South Korea. What changed to allow this meeting to take place in Brunei?
Well, last week, as the State Department was preparing for this trip to Brunei, North Korea all of a sudden issued statements saying it was ready to talk not just with the United States, but also with South Korea and Japan. But what really seemed to get people's attention in Washington is that North Korea also issued a statement of regret for the ship incident in which five South Korean sailors were killed. Anything resembling an apology from Pyongyang is very unusual. So on the trip to Brunei, State Department officials said they found the change of tone positive, and they held out the possibility that there could be some sort of meeting here in Brunei.
So does a 15-minute chat translate into a resumption of meaningful dialogue between Washington and Pyongyang?
Not necessarily. North Korea is extremely unpredictable, and U.S. contacts with Pyongyang have a history of falling apart over what often seem like really petty issues. But the meeting here in Brunei certainly is significant. The Bush administration made it very clear last year that it was in no hurry to resume a dialogue. Then when the president decided he was ready to proceed, North Korea had taken offense and for months wouldn't respond to Washington. So now both sides seem ready to talk, and the issues for both really are extremely important. North Korea desperately needs economic assistance, and the U.S. needs to engage North Korea to address concerns about vital issues of security.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara with Secretary of State Colin Powell in Brunei.